It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very beautifully mentions that the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam 1000 times upon me daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayki ya sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another beautiful and exciting silsila and episode of this beautiful series known as A Bright Morning. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah, it is the time of Sehri, alhamdulillah, and we are broadcasting this episode, this program from Johannesburg, South Africa, alhamdulillah, subhanallah. We are in the last few days of the beautiful month of Ramadan al-Kareem, and Allah, very soon this month will leave us, and this month will separate from us. After 11 months, this month will return, but Allah knows if we will be able to witness this month again and enjoy the bounties and the blessings and the mercy and the forgiveness in this beautiful month. We hope and we make dua in the court of Allah that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that all of us witness this month inshallah again in the city of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. In these last nights of Ramadan al-Mubarak, we also look for the beautiful night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. In the odd nights of Ramadan Mubarak, the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th, and when you look for Laylatul Qadr in these odd nights, many places across the globe on this 27th night, they complete the Holy Quran in Taraweeh and they perform lots of ibadat, especially on the 27th night. So inshallah, we are going to be discussing a few beautiful points inshallah today about Laylatul Qadr, the night of power inshallah. Some very beautiful ahadiths, beautiful narrations will be mentioned, and inshallah azza wa jal, we will inshallah learn a lot in today's episode. So stay with us inshallah from beginning to end. Make good intentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very beautifully mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Remember, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make good intentions inshallah. When I hear the name of Allah, I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, when I hear the blessed name of the awliya-i kiram, the ulama-i kiram, the buzurgan-e-deen, I will say rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. And inshallah, whatever we learn today, we will try and act upon it, we will try and do it, and inshallah azza wa jal, we will pass the message on to others as well, so they may also benefit from all these beautiful things which we are learning today inshallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, Laylatul Qadr is an extremely blessed and a sacred night. It is called Laylatul Qadr because the commandments of the entire year are enforced in this night. In other words, the angels make a record of whatever is going to happen. There are many other reasons also for the greatness of this night. As very beautifully, a very famous mufassir of the Holy Quran, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, very beautifully he mentions that this night is called Laylatul Qadr for several reasons. Number one, he mentions, in this night, the tasks of the following years are set and assigned to the angels. Qadr refers to either destiny or dignity. Number two, the Holy Quran was revealed at this night. Number three, the worship performed in this night has great qadr, means great excellence. Number four, Qadr also means narrowness. Angels descend at this night in such a great number that the earth is crowded with them. Subhanallah. For these reasons, this night is called Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah. There's also a very beautiful hadith in Bukhari Sharif which mentions whoever offers salah with faith and sincerity at this night shall be forgiven for all of his previous sins. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the beautiful night of Qadr. This is the night of power. Subhanallah. This is a night of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine angels descend in such a great number that the earth is crowded with them. How merciful, how beautiful this night must be. The night in which the Holy Quran was revealed. The night, you know, which is a night of mercy, a night of forgiveness. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the one who worships in this night is more than the worship of 1,000 months. If you have to calculate it, it will work up to approximately 83 years and 4 months. Imagine, those that cross the age of 80, ask yourself, did you spend your whole life in ibadat? No, you didn't spend your whole life in ibadat. We are, for those that are 15, 20, 25, 30, you'll never even reach the age of 80. How are you going to have 80 years of ibadat? But remember, on this beautiful night, the one who worships, it's better and it's more than worshipping 1,000 months, 83 years and 4 months. So why a person shouldn't take benefit of this month? Perform salah, recite Quran, give sadaqah, give charity, do lots of abundance of good deeds in this beautiful night of Qadr, of power, subhanallah. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam and other angels descend at this night and they shake hands with the worshippers. Each and every moment of this blessed night is full of peace that remains till dawn, means till Subh Sadiq. It's a huge grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has granted this night to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And we have been granted this night for the sake of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only through the sadaqah and the wasilah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Allah azza wa jal very beautifully speaks about this beautiful night in the Holy Quran in Surah Qadr. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr. Tanazzalul malaikatu war ruhu fiha bi idhni rabbihim min kulli amr. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Subhanallah. Translation from Ganzul Iman. Undoubtedly, we sent it down in the blessed night. And do you know what the blessed night is? The blessed night is better than 1,000 months. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. Khayrun min alf shahr. Better than 1,000 months. Therein descend angels and Jibreel by the commandment of their Rabb for every affair. That is all peace till the rising of the dawn. Subhanallah. This is the excellence of this beautiful night of Qadr. And mentioning the tafsir of this beautiful surah, the mufassirin of the Holy Quran, they mention in this night, Allah Azza wa Jal sent down the Holy Quran from the Lawhi Mahfuz to the first sky and then gradually revealed it to His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam over a period of approximately 23 years. Subhanallah. It is also very beautifully mentioned in Tafsir Azizi that when the beloved and blessed Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam considered the fact that the previous ummahs were given long lives, whereas his ummah was given short lives as compared to them, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got dejected and concerned that his ummah would not be able to surpass the previous ummahs even if it worships abundantly. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intensified and Allah azza wa jal granted his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah. So the reason why this night was given to us, one of the reasons was this, so you know, we can worship in this night and our ibadat is multiplied in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the previous nations, the people had long lives. 100, 200, 300, 500, 1,000 years they would live. So they would have lots of ibadat as well. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a bit sad that my ummah doesn't have those long lives. So even if my ummah worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe it can be less than those in the previous ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for the sake of His beloved, He granted this night. My beloved, you don't worry. You know, this night is given to your ummah, your nation. Inshallah, when they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, then their reward will be multiplied. One night's worship is equal to 1,000 months. Imagine what a great reward. So alhamdulillah, this night has been given to us, and it is a night to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very beautifully, some mufassirin explained a very beautiful parable, you know, with regards to this incident, the surah was revealed. And what is the incident? Everyone should listen very attentively. Shamun rahmatullahi ta'ala worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 1,000 months in such a way that he would offer salah the whole night, fast during the day, and fight unbelievers in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was so strong that he could break heavy iron chains with his hands. When the wicked unbelievers saw that they would not be able to defeat Shamun rahmatullahi ta'ala, they persuaded his wife, tempting her by a lot of wealth, to tie him with strong ropes whilst he was asleep and then hand him over to them. So the unfaithful wife tied him with ropes whilst he rahmatullahi ta'ala was asleep. When Shim'un rahmatullahi ta'ala awoke and found himself tied up, he rahmatullahi ta'ala broke the ropes with no difficulty, setting himself free. Then he rahmatullahi ta'ala asked his wife, "Who tied me?" Pretending to be loyal, the unfaithful wife lied, "I was just testing as to how strong you are and wanted to see how you would free yourself." The incident was then ignored. Despite failing the first time, his unfaithful wife constantly waited for another opportunity to tie her husband in the state of sleep. One night, she had another opportunity to do what she wanted. When he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, went to sleep, his cruel wife cunningly tied him with iron chains. As soon as he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, woke up, he broke the chains instantly and became free easily. Though shocked, his wife cunningly made the same excuse again, "I was just testing your strength." During the conversation, Shim'un rahmatullahi ta'ala revealed his secret to his wife, that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed him with the status of wilayat, and nothing could harm him in the world except his own hair. The devious wife understood what he rahmatullahi ta'ala meant. Worldly riches had blinded her. One day she found the opportunity to tie him with his own 8 hair, whose length was up to the ground. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala awoke, he tried hard to free himself but could not succeed. Woman who was intoxicated by the worldly riches and the worldly luxuries, she handed over her pious and righteous husband to the enemies. The malicious unbelievers tied Shim'un rahmatullahi ta'ala to a pillar and brutally cut out his nose and ears. The wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal was intensified by the helplessness of his wali. The cruel unbelievers were sunk into the ground, and a lightning of divine wrath struck the unfaithful, selfish, unfortunate wife, burning her to ashes. When the Sahaba-i-Kiram heard about the worships, the fights, and the struggles of Sayyidina Shim'un rahmatullahi ta'ala, they were impressed by him and said to the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have been given very short lives, whose some part is spent in sleeping, working, preparing food, and in other worldly affairs. We cannot worship like Shim'un. Bani Israel will surpass us in worship." So after listening to this, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became sad. Instantly, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam arrived and presented Surah Qadr. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was comforted. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the beauty and the excellence of this beautiful night, subhanallah, known as Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Imagine, Shim'un rahmatullahi ta'ala worshipped so much, performing his salah at night, worshipping at night, keeping fast throughout the day, fighting against the kuffar. All of this was his beautiful qualities. First of all, look at the desire of the Sahaba ikram. Ya Rasulullah, they used to worship so much, our lives are short, you know, we can't worship that much. This was the passion of the Sahaba ikram, the passion, the jazba for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba ikram knew what was their purpose of creation, and they knew it very well, and they understood it perfectly. And they knew that our reason of creation, our purpose of creation, is undoubtedly the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their desire in their heart was, "Ya Rasulullah, those people worshipped so much, they had long lives. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't have so long lives, we have short lives. How are we going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" Allah. And then when my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became sad, then look how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the sadness of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by mentioning and by giving this gift to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was as if Allah ta'ala is saying, oh my beloved, you don't worry, you don't be sad, you don't have any grief. This is the beautiful night I'm giving to your ummah, that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they perform the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, and they ibadat, they worship. Everything will be better and more than the 1,000 months of worship. Subhanallah. So this night was given to us as a mercy, as a blessing. Not to party, not to, light firecrackers, to ma'adallah, do nonsense things and do every sort of filthy thing. No. This is a night to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain abundance of barakah, abundance of blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Again, I'm mentioning, Allah Ta'ala is giving an opportunity to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the opportunity. You want to surpass the previous ummah, you want to increase your ibadah, you want to increase your worship. This is the night of taking full benefit. If somebody comes today to you and he says, today if you invest in this property, then you're going to get 1,000 times more profit. So what will you do? You won't wait, you won't waste another time. You'll sacrifice your sleep, you'll sacrifice everything just to invest. Because you know the reward, the outcome, the profit, everything is multiplied 1,000 times. Right? It's a moment you shouldn't lose. You should invest immediately. May I be sacrificed, subhanallah, on the beautiful teachings of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this night. So our ibadat, our practices are multiplied in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Better than 1,000 months. So much reward is given to you. Still, doesn't your mouth water? In this night, I want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to perform the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is something which we need to start thinking about. Another beautiful detailed hadith. Our beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Laylatul Qadr, Jibreel alayhi salam, accompanied by a large number of angels, descends onto the earth with a green flag. He hoists on the top of the Kaaba. Jibreel alayhi salam has 100 arms, 2 of which he opens only at this night. His arms spread across the east and the west. Then Jibreel alayhi salam commands the angels to say salam and shake hands with every Muslim who is offering salah or making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to say ameen to their duas, to their supplications. Subhanallah. This process continues till dawn, till Subh Sadiq. In the morning, Jibreel Islam commands all the angels to return. The angels say, O Jibreel alayhi salam, what about the needs of the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Jibreel Islam replies, Allah azza wa jal has seen them with mercy and has forgiven all of them except 4 types of people. The honorable companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are those 4 types of people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, 1. Alcoholics, disobedient to parents, those who break ties with relatives, those who bear malice and grudge against each other and break ties. How unfortunate are these people? Alcoholics, disobedient to parents, those who break ties with relatives, those who bear malice and grudge against each other and break ties. In your heart you have kina, you have bulls, you have hatred, you want to fight with each other. Most importantly, the sin, the problem which is common in our society, disobedient towards parents. Person goes against his parents, shouting, screaming, fighting with parents. This is everything. These are all the things which bring about be-barkati, nuhusat, and there is no barkat, there is no blessings in everything. That's why every time people are crying, Mulan sahab, this is a problem, that problem, this happened, that happened. So much things. It's everything because of you. You all are doing everything. You all are fighting with each other, you all are breaking ties, you all are disrespecting parents, you all are drinking alcohol, you are earning haram, every wrong thing you are doing, and then you expect that everything must be going smoothly for you. Munasab, this problem happened, this problem, give me wazifa, give me that. No, first rectify yourself. See the wrong things which you are doing. Are you breaking somebody's heart? Are you breaking ties? Are you severing ties with somebody? Are you disobeying your parents? Is your parent pleased with you? Are you disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do some self-accountability. Don't blame everything, on someone else, that so-and-so person did this to me, so-and-so person said that, Munasa, give me wazifa, give me that. No, sometimes blame yourself and ask yourself, what are you doing? What problems are you going through? What things you did which led you to this difficulty, to this calamity, to this trouble which you are in today? Ask yourself that question. And believe me, you, when you ask this question, you will see lots of answers coming from within your heart. And the answers will be referring towards yourself. You did this, you did this, you said this to someone, you broke this person's heart, you disobeyed your parents. You did everything. It's a night of mercy. It's a night of asking forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If in this night a person is not forgiven in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shame unto that person. He's losing the purpose of everything. Allah ta'ala is giving him the opportunity of worshipping, of doing good, of performing lots of ibadat. This person is moving back and he is not interested, or he's, you know, it's just something which is very, 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 very sad. Sayyidina Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu very briefly narrates that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out to tell us about Laylatul Qadr, as to which night it is. But two Muslims were quarreling with each other. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I came to tell you about Laylatul Qadr, but so and so persons were quarreling, due to which its exact date has been concealed. It is possible that your betterment lies in it. Now look for it in the 9th, 7th and 5th night of the last 10 nights. Allahu Akbar. This is also a very beautiful lesson for us. The Nabi was about to tell his companions, his Sahaba Ikram, about the exact date. But two Muslims were quarreling, and because of that there was a hurdle. And now Laylatul Qadr is kept hidden, it's kept a secret for us. Just because of that quarreling, just because of that, you know, argument which the people had with each other. We as Muslims, this is not supposed to be our lifestyle. A Muslim was supposed to, you know, safeguard, protect his Muslim brother. Look after him, treat him, you know, as you treat your own brother. Very beautifully, Sayyidina Fudala bin Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not tell you who a mu'min believer is? Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. A mu'min is the one whom people do not fear regarding their lives and wealth. A Muslim is the one who does not harm people with his tongue and hands. A mujahid is the one who fights his nafs in order to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. And a muhajir is the one who gives up sins. Subhanallah. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, it is not permissible for a Muslim to hurt the feelings of another Muslim by offensive gestures. It is also unlawful to do anything that frightens or terrifies another Muslim. So clearly, it is not allowed for you to do these things. You can't, you know, hurt your Muslim brother. Your Muslim brother, you all are together like one body. If your hand gets hurt, you feel the pain. Your leg gets hurt, you feel the pain. Your cheek gets hurt, you feel the pain. Yeah, your brother gets hurt, you must also feel the pain. You mustn't go and cause the hurt and harm to your brother. Sayyidina Mujahid radiallahu ta'ala anhu has very beautifully said that Allah Azza wa Jal would inflict a severe itch on some of the people of hell. They will scratch so much that their skins will come off, exposing their bones. They will hear a voice, what do you think of this pain? They will reply, it is severe and unbearable. Then they will be told, this is your punishment for harming the Muslims. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very beautifully mentions, I saw a man wander around in heaven simply because he had removed a tree in the world from a path in order to make it easier for Muslims to pass. Allah Allah. What he did was, he removed the tree from the path. So Muslims can pass easily, there wouldn't be any difficulty, there wouldn't be any problem. What are you going to say about that person who puts happiness in the heart of his Muslim brother, who makes his Muslim brother happy, who takes care of his Muslim brother, who respects his Muslim brother, who loves his Muslim brother? What are you going to say about that personality? So Islam teaches us in every moment, every aspect of life, Islam tells us that, listen, the Muslimin are your brothers. You need to take care of one another. You need to respect one another. You need to love one another. You need to honor one another. You don't cause harm to another. You don't hurt one another. You don't inflict, you know, difficulties and problems upon one another. No. You need to be together. You need to be united. Look at the life of the Sahaba Ikram. You will see. When the Muhajirin migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara, zadaha Allahu sharafa wa ta'zima. The Ansar welcomed them wholeheartedly, open-heartedly. They didn't know them, they weren't related to them, but no, they are Muslim brothers. So they called them, kept them in their house, gave them food, gave them water, gave them clothes, made them real brothers. This was the unity and the love which the Sahaba Ikram had with each other. This is a message which each one of us, you know, need to implement, need to learn. That this beautiful night is here and it is giving us a very beautiful lesson. Let's see. This night was kept hidden because of this quarrel. So you all don't do it. No, you all don't break ties. You all don't fight. So you all can also be forgiven in this beautiful night of Qadr. Speaking more about the beauties of this beautiful night, Sayyidina Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions, this is a night of peace. People are protected from many troubles such as illnesses, evil, calamities, storms, thunder, lightning and other things. In fact, everything that descends in this night contains peace, benefit and goodness. In this night, the devil cannot make people do evil and no magician's magic works. This night is full of peace. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Laylatul Qadr. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Laylatul Qadr is in the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan. That is 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th night of Ramadan. Whoever worships in this night with faith in order to earn a reward will be forgiven for all his previous sins. Some of its signs are as follows. These are signs you must keep in mind. The night will be open, bright and extremely clear. It is neither too hot nor too cold. The weather is quite normal at this night and the moon is clearly visible. The devils are not struck with stars the whole night. There is another sign, that is the rising of the sun without rays on the following morning. And the sun looks like the moon of the 14th night. Allah Azza wa Jal has prevented the devil to come out with the sunrise of that morning. Apart from that one day, whenever the sun rises in the morning, the devil also comes out. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So my dear Islamic brothers, this is the teachings of Islam, that in these last odd nights of Ramadan, we were supposed to, you know, search and look for this beautiful night of Qadr, this night of power. Take full benefit of these nights. We do not know, maybe it can be the night of Qadr, it can be the night of power. So worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give sadaqah, give charity, recite the Holy Quran, perform ibadat, perform your salah, respect your parents, obey if you hurt anyone's heart, go and ask for maaf, join your relations, don't sever your ties, make the environment a loving environment, and inshallah azawajal, with the blessings of this beautiful month and this beautiful night, all of us will gain abundance of blessings, abundance of reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With these few words, we come to the conclusion of today's silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts and the hearts of your beloved, in your hearts and mind. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts and the hearts of your beloved ones, in your hearts and mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah, tomorrow. Same time, same place. A different topic, something new, something exciting. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It's a bright morning. It's Ramadan.
It's a bright morning. It's Ramadan. It's a bright morning. It's Ramadan.
It's a bright morning. It's Ramadan. It's